Good morning. We're going to confess our sins this morning, but before we do so, we're going to look to the Word of God. And we are looking at one verse in Psalm 119 again, verse 45. Psalm 119, verse 45. I'm going to read it in both the New King James and the English Standard Version, as there's something I want to point out to you here. Here's the New King James Version in verse 45. "And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts." English Standard Version says, "And I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts." I want you to hold on to the imagery of the wide place in your mind, because that's something I want to work off of. That's exactly what the Hebrew is really saying. Liberty is a fine translation, but it's really just expressing what the imagery of a wide place means. And what I want to do with this verse is bring this to bear upon our minds. How do we think about God's commandments? Do we think that God's commandments are burdensome? 1 John says they aren't, right? God's commandments are not burdensome. And do we think about God's commandments as this restrictive thing, this thing that makes our lives more difficult, harder, more painful? How do we think about God's commandments? This is an area in which our minds need to be renewed, is to see the goodness of God's ways. The Proverbs describe God's ways as the paths of pleasantness and peace. That's Proverbs. They are pleasant paths. They are peaceful paths. Paths that you should want to walk in. And it is a common lie, a lie that you will encounter in many versions, and perhaps a lie that appears in your mind from time to time, that the path to freedom is in the fulfilling of all of your desires, rather than what God's ways have commanded for us. This is, in fact, the original temptation, going back to the Garden of Eden, when Satan presented God's command as keeping something good from them. He says, God's keeping something from you. I have something better. If you will just listen to me, you will have a better way. The lie is that holiness is slavery and sin is liberty. That's a lie. Whereas the reality is sin is slavery and the path of holiness is the free path. And of course we know that without Christ we stand under the curse of the law, right? We can't fulfill the requirements of the law. We're sinners. We need Jesus. And thanks be to God that Jesus saves us, cleanses us from all of our sin. We're free from the curse of the law. The Holy Spirit enables us now to obey the commands of God, and they're not burdensome. We can say with Charles Wesley, "My chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth, and followed thee," right? And we follow Christ and the commands that he gives us. So let's go back to this imagery of the path, this wide way. It says, "I will walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts." We often get the picture of a path or a way in the wisdom literature of the Bible and elsewhere, that we're walking on a pathway. The Bible describes our life as a trajectory going a certain direction on a certain path. And when it gives us the picture of a wide place, the idea is that when you seek God's commandments, when you apply God's word, when you choose God's way, you are walking in a broad, safe, and free path. It's the pathway that you want to be on if you're traveling on the road, right? Whereas if you contrast with this imagery, the path of sin is highly constricting and ultimately deadly. You walk down this deadly narrow path full of thorns and briars and deadly snakes. And at the end of that very constricted, very dangerous path, you find a pit in which you fall into. And the end of that pit is death and eternal destruction. That's what the scriptures teach about the way of sin. That's what it's like. But if you choose the ways of God, the paths of pleasantness and peace, you walk on a wide path. You walk freely, you walk unchained, set free from sinful desires and sinful habits, able to walk at liberty and enjoying the peace of that safe path, without fear of danger, walking the pilgrim pathway to heaven. And it's insofar as we as we bind ourselves to the ways of God, we find freedom. Listen to how Charles Bridges put this. He said, "Every fresh chain by which we bind ourselves to the Lord makes us free." He's given us the paradox, right? That as we bind ourselves to the commandments of God, we find the path of freedom in those commands, don't we? It's the law of liberty. Charles Spurgeon put it this way, "The way of holiness is not a track for slaves, but the king's highway for free men." Isn't that good? The king's highway for free men. We're free. We're set free by Christ, and we get to walk on this open, wide highway that is safe for us. "It is the king's highway for free men who are joyfully journeying from the Egypt of bondage to the Canaan of rest." So if you have put your hand to the plow and committed to following Jesus Christ, you have chosen a good and pleasant path. He's a good Savior. He is a faithful master to us, and his ways are good ways. Now, as we apply this to our hearts, brothers and sisters, I think there are circumstances where we are tempted to believe that we have a better pathway to forge. We have this wonder, we have this beautiful, free, wide highway set before us, and we think, "I'm going to make a shortcut. I have a better path. I'm going to go off a ways and try my own hand at this." And we find ourselves getting into trouble very quickly, don't we? We in essence say, "Yes, Lord, I know that this is the path that you've laid out for me, and you call it a wide place, a path of freedom and a path of peace, but I think I have a better way to approach this issue." And then we go down that foolish path. We do this when we decide that God's ways are just too hard, and they're not going to work out. But that's a lie, brothers and sisters. It's true that the pathway of the Lord may involve self-denial, may involve some effort, right, to love one another, to forgive one another. It may involve some trial, but we know that it is the pathway of peace because that is what the Word of God tells us. Know how foolish and how proud of us it would be to think that we can forge a better path. So, brothers and sisters, let us embrace God's ways. Let us embrace the king's highway for free men. What this verse of Psalm 119 says is infallibly true. If we seek God's precepts, we will walk in a wide place. So let's take some time now to confess our sins to the Lord. We have the opportunity to be humble and honest with the God who knows our hearts better than we know ourselves. And we can therefore come with confidence to confess our sins because we have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we can come boldly to the throne of grace by faith in him to receive mercy and find help in time of need. So let's go ahead and pray now. Our merciful Heavenly Father, we come to you as your children. We're thankful that we have become your sons and daughters because of our elder brother, our Lord Jesus, who has brought us near to you through his blood. We come acknowledging that we have sinned against you this past week in our thoughts, with our words, and by our actions. We have transgressed your commandments. We've gone off this law of liberty and sought to forge our own path, and we found that is foolish. We thank you that you have set us free from the curse of the law through Jesus Christ, becoming a curse for us. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for setting us free to serve you in holiness, with liberty. We thank you for your commandments, which are not burdensome, but are a blessing to us. Help us, Lord, to renew our minds to think about your commandments in the right way as paths of pleasantness and peace. And we now take a moment to confess our own sins to the Lord.